This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at the grain markets for Wednesday, March 6. Well, grain markets kind of mixed yesterday. Wheat was lower, led by Chicago. Corn trading an inside day, while soybeans were just quietly lower. So most of the action was in wheat, and that was responding to a huge purchase by Algeria, estimating this morning between 870 and 900,000 tons, but at prices that were discount even to the big drop that we saw from last week. So they paid around $227 to $228 cost insurance and freight, so that includes everything. That takes the FOB offer below $200 a ton. Most likely, this is going to come from the Black Sea. They're saying optional origin at this point, but to get it that cheap, it would have to be right next door at the Black Sea. So we saw the Black Sea FOB offers kind of collapse last week. And, clearly trying to compete, especially with Russia, as they look to clear out old crop stocks. Farmers have gotten more aggressive selling as they try to get some cash together for the operating expenses. So I think what we're seeing here is the acceleration to the downside, not only in cash, but futures are following along, obviously. And this should be that last push down, that kind of culmination of this bear move. I don't know for sure when it's going to happen, but usually when you see these long trends and then you get some acceleration, whether it's down or up, that usually ends the move. You look for probably 3 days. Sometimes it's a little bit longer than that, but I think with this big sale at such discounted prices, you know, clearly they're just cutthroating each other. And I don't think it's over yet. Russia's got a fair amount to sell. They've had three big crops in a row, and they've got a lot of carryover that they're not going to want to bring into next year. They've got good moisture conditions. We haven't heard a lot about winter kill there. They've had some cold snaps on not very well-protected wheat. We'll just have to see what it looks like when it breaks dormancy. And that's still about a month away. In Europe, similar situation where you got a lot of carryover stocks. However, their next crop is going to be short. They didn't get about 7 to 8% of their crop planted because of wet conditions. And frankly, it's been wet ever since, and it continues to rain on those wheat areas. So they are looking at some tough conditions to get the growing season started. But the Black Sea region has plenty of moisture, both subsoil and topsoil. So at least to get things rolling, they're going to be looking at a pretty decent sized crop. Here in the U.S., you know, we've got conditions in the southern plains much better than they were a year ago. We are looking at better subsoil conditions. We're looking at the short-term forecast, like the 6 to 10-day forecast, bringing much above normal rain across the entire central and southern plains. So whereas a couple days ago, it looked like it was just Kansas that was going to get much above normal, now it's Kansas, Oklahoma, Texas, a huge area for the 6 to 10-day at much above normal precip. This will be very welcome, obviously, in the panhandle of Texas where the wildfires are. But in the bigger picture, this is going to help recharge that grass. And it's also going to be a huge boon to the wheat crop that is just breaking dormancy in Oklahoma and Kansas, really getting going in Texas. So, you know, this bodes very well for production. And I think that that's part of the pressure we're seeing in wheat as well. So there's a lot of headwinds price-wise here. We'll just have to see how it shakes out as far as our own growing season. There is some concern about late freezes because the crop is getting going earlier than normal. We've had much above normal temperatures, so there is some concern about getting a lot of growth on that crop and then running into some late freezes. But I think in the overall picture, this move down that we're seeing should likely be carving out at least an intermediate term low. And I would imagine the market would try to build in some kind of a weather premium as we get into the growing season. In South America, things are looking okay there, too. Argentina looks pretty good, actually. In Brazil, southern Brazil and northern Argentina slated to get quite a bit more rain here over the next week or so. Central and northern Brazil, which is where the bulk of their second season corn is, looks like the next few days they're on tap to get some rains. Beyond that, there is some suggestion it's going to turn dry on them, but we'll just have to see how that evolves. They are pretty well set up for at least the initial part of the growing season for the safrina corn crop. The monsoon's going to end here within a few weeks, and then it's, you know, coasting until the end of the growing season. So it's critical that the monsoon is normal, get a lot of rain early, and then that takes us through the end of the corn growing season. So far, they're doing okay. We'll just have to monitor that day by day. So moving forward, again, I think wheat, I've already explained there, I think we got a little bit more downside to go there. Corn and soybeans, I do think you're going to come back down and retest the lows here. It's corn very well could have a little bit more to the upside before it turns and does that. We've got some short-term momentum to the upside. We didn't really get close to the notable resistance, which is a double bottom from about a month ago or so. I think the market will try to drift up toward that and test that breakout before it takes that next leg down. But we should all be kind of pushing down one more leg down before we carve out this late winter, early spring low before we head into our own growing season. If you have any questions, feel free to call at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.